Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX, a new leading brand that combines precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble. The alignment of these brands supports farmers, dealers, and OEMs globally. PTX Trimble and Precision Planting understand the challenges of farming. That's why they design solutions to help you implement technology and automation on your farm. They knew there was a better way, so they're building it together. With a combined set of products from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble, there are now precision ag technologies to touch all brands, equipment types, and farms. PTX spans the entire crop cycle, from land prep to planting, spraying to harvesting, and each pass in between. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTX. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
Well, last week, a very busy week at the state capitol for Oklahoma Farm Bureau and all of the agricultural groups. Ron Hayes had the opportunity to visit with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Vice President of Public Policy Steve Thompson about the latest from the 2024 state legislative session.
The high-profile item for us kicked off Monday morning with House Bill 4118 that seeks to create some liability protections and some common-sense additions to the law when it comes to poultry growers. We've seen a number of egregious lawsuits against growers and companies who were doing what the Department of Ag had asked them to do, but yet still got drug into court and had a lot of trouble, and we saw some questionable things happen from a judicial standpoint. So we're seeking to establish a principle that honestly should have been a common sense thing in the way the law was applied all along, that if you are a poultry grower, or, you know, we think that this precedent is important for everybody, but right now we're talking about the poultry growers who are following their nutrient management plans and are in compliance with the Department of Ag and all their inspections, and everything is done when they handle their poultry litter, both the storage and the application, in the proper way, then you shouldn't be sued for anything that happens outside of your control. And that has been a major issue for us this session. We feel like that on behalf of all of agriculture in Oklahoma, particularly livestock agriculture, this principle is critically important, because we know that there are all sorts of folks who don't like that we raise livestock for food consumption, and that they don't really understand how it works, and that we're going to have to defend ourselves more and more in the future.
Thompson also discussed a few other bills that are important to the agriculture industry in Oklahoma.
There's a bill to expand some projects in Northwest Oklahoma that would help the Conservation Commission work to remove unwanted woody species, as the legal term, but we're talking about eastern red cedar and some junipers and mesquite and some other things that really just use up some water but don't really add much to the landscape. And there's $10 million in a bill that would expand that program to target those species, so that we could preserve some of the water in the ground and in the streams, instead of for those unwanted species that don't do anything but cause us trouble. And that continues to advance through the process, and it passed the Senate committee last week as well. And so that was a pilot project started last year in the North Canadian River watershed, and they've had good results, and so there's been a desire to try to invest in that further. But
to hear the complete conversation between Hayes and Thompson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.